Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an Insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
A Northwest couple is joining us right now, so I'm hoping we could all get together. We could all help them out. I'm definitely looking for our Insta-therapist. We definitely need your help. And Anna from Snoqualmie Ridge sent me a message on Facebook, and at the very top of the message, it said, surveillance psycho. And I'm like, oh, you know I'm clicking on that. You know that's grabbing my attention. I want to welcome to the show Anna. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing all right, all things considered.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out. Although I think this situation is kind of a serious one because when I see surveillance psycho, you were telling me in your message that your boyfriend has set up like security cameras that during this quarantine situation, he has sort of increased security around the house. But at the same time, he's also added more cameras inside of the house.
Yeah, I mean, saying increased security is putting it minimally. I mean, it is over the top. He's completely obsessed with home security ever since this pandemic happened. Like, he ordered a ton of those, like, little internet cameras. And they're not only inside the house, they're outside the house. They're in every corner of the house. And I can't turn a literal corner without being on surveillance.
So you
and
feel
the
like,
problem is,
you basically feel like you're being monitored, like 24/7?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is like I am a prisoner on house arrest. Like, and he's at work, okay? He's able to go back to his work. I'm not working. So he's watching me all day, and I have literally zero privacy.
There's a bigger issue here. I don't think this has anything to do with security or him worried that somebody's going to break in. I think that, remember that movie a long time ago? It was with Sharon Stone, where this guy's like watching people on cameras all around that building.
Sliver.
That was the name of it? Sliver?
Sliver was the movie, yeah.
Why is he watching? You also mentioned the delivery guy. What happened when the gentleman showed up and delivered a package?
Oh, so yeah, we had this package delivered. I was busy scrolling on my phone or whatever. Then there's a call. Why aren't you getting the delivery? What got delivered? Why aren't you going and getting it? And I'm like, I can't take 5 minutes. It's like that too, even with, like, if I sleep in 20 minutes later than I said I was going to sleep in, he's calling me being like, why are you still in bed? You're not going to get your day going? Why are you just Ooh. Doing nothing?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a bit.
Come on now.
You didn't really have me tell that. That's
yeah,
a little pushy.
Yeah, that's a little over it.
It's getting to the point now because he's watching me every single minute of the day. I've had to go to the extreme of finding blind spots in our house that, like, aren't on camera.
Like James Bond style.
I don't even get any relief then because then he'll call and he'll be like, where did you go? I can't see you. Where? What are you hiding? Where are you?
So when we check in with Mike in a couple of minutes, what is he going to say? Why is he going to say that he has all these cameras around? What's going to be his reason?
Because he's worried about if things get out of control and someone tries to break in the house or something. But the only person that's getting the brunt of this is me.
Okay.
Inside
right.
the house.
833-822-BULL. 833-822-2855. You can text the show to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up. Mike is hearing all this. And as you know, there's two sides to every story. So I'm going to take some notes, and I'm going to get a few more details. Her boyfriend, Mike, apparently is worried about, you know, the quarantine situation, and he's amped up his security around the house. He's got cameras in every single room inside of his house. And basically, Anna, you feel like you're being watched 24/7, right?
Oh, I don't feel like it. I know I am. He calls and monitors what I'm doing.
Okay. I want to welcome to the show Mike from Snoqualmie Ridge. Mike, it's Fitz. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, Fitz? I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I know we've been talking about you, but I think the million-dollar question is, why do you have all these cameras in every room of your house, and why are you always watching Anna like this?
I'm doing it because, obviously, the times are strange. You know, we've got the virus going around, and it's totally a precaution. So I, you know, you never know with people stealing or, you know, maybe the house gets broken into. You know, it's all just to protect the house in Anna. I mean, I do it because of the times are strange, and I just think it was time to put in a security system.
Anna, is that true?
Okay. I mean, that's what he says, but I don't really think it's security when he's watching me make dinner and he calls up saying, "Why are you making tacos? I want spaghetti." That's not security.
Mm. Are you sort of monitoring her constantly? Why are you always watching, you know? And what about the delivery guy? She said that you kind of freaked out the other day when a delivery driver came to the door. Was it because there was a man walking up to the house? What was it about that?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, of course I want to know what's going on. I want to know who that person is. And some random delivery driver walks up, I want to know who it is. You know, that's why I got the security cameras in the first place, so that I can, you know, have a level of security throughout the house.
But does it mean that you have to watch your girlfriend 24/7 and sort of monitor the cameras while you're at work? You don't think that's a little strange that you're sort of monitoring the situation while you're away?
I think that's the real problem.
No, not really. I mean, she should feel a level of security and safety. I really do think that.
Huh. Hey, Anna, I'm going to give you the final word here. What say you? Are you sick with the cameras in every single room, the constant surveillance?
I'm so sick of the cameras. I mean, he says, oh, there's a strange guy walking up to the house. Well, guess what? When I'm cooking, there's no one else in there but me. When I'm laying in bed, there's nobody in there but me. That's not security. That's you just being a psycho.
Ooh. Oh, boy. 833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459. Make up or break up. And listen, we have a therapist in Renton that we would love to send you guys to. He would love to chat with you to try to work out the situation. Other than that, I advise you to turn up the radio. There's a lot of people sort of wanting to chime in on your situation right now.
I hope they're on my side.
Let me go. Scott is on in Buckley right now. Scott, Buckley, make up or break up. What do you think here?
Well, I mean, I can see why the need for cameras. I'm sort of on his side, you know.
What do you mean the need for cameras? As far as the need for cameras from a security standpoint, or the need for cameras, like where you could watch your girlfriend or wife all the time?
Well, from the security standpoint, it sounds like he has trust issues or is paranoid in general as far as the monitoring what his wife is doing. But I mean, I can support having cameras. I mean, we live in interesting times. I mean, people steal stuff off your porch all the time. People steal stuff off my porch all the time, so I have cameras on my porch, you know?
Well, it's not the things being stolen off the porch. It sounds like her real concern is that he's watching her or monitoring her or sort of impeding on her freedom.
But we used to have this security system with one of our cable companies, and basically I could turn on go to that app at any time and look at any room in my house. What is the difference?
But did you call your wife and criticize what she was doing?
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
That's what he's doing. He's like, don't make that for dinner. Why are you out of range? What are you doing? He's invading her space.
So you think it's a big deal if he said, hey, can you throw in some spaghetti because you're making whatever? That's crazy?
Yes, because she's being watched 24 hours a day.
That's micromanaging.
That is not love. I'm sorry.
I've learned when your woman makes you food, you just say thank you.
There's that too.
Strong point.
Thank you, Scott from Buckley. Have a great day, my friend.
You too.
All right. And Christy in Seattle is on. Christy Fitz, how are you? Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Okay, let's go to RJ. RJ, who is in Falls City right now. RJ, go ahead, my friend.
Hey there, guys. I, you know, all this strikes me as really sort of interesting, and everyone's got their own way about it. I've got my own security system myself. But, you know, here's the thing. It sounds to me, and my minor in college was human behavior psychology, studies of people. And all I'm hearing here is somebody's opening up a box of worms they didn't know they even had. The guy probably didn't know he's a voyeur, but guess what? You're describing voyeurism. Mm-hmm. I mean, the definition of voyeurism. And this is something that everybody has a little bit of, but I'm sorry. You start picking on people's behaviors, actions. Your day-to-day starts going through and watching someone else's actions. There's a bigger problem laying there.
Interesting.
Thank you, RJ. That's great.
Do you think it's a big deal for him to randomly check in on his house and say, hey, you know, there's all these cameras in these rooms. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, look how sweet the kids are watching Finding Nemo. Wife is in the kitchen. That's not a big deal, right?
Hey, I am all about it. I got the Furbo. I like to reach back, see my dog, say hi, feed him a little treat. That's great.
Right.
the difference between surveillance and security, and right now this is way toward surveillance versus security.
All right.
Yes.
And I've quit a job before because I worked in restaurants. That's all I've ever done. And I quit a place because literally I had that happen. I had a boss that called me and say, hey, that napkin 4 feet down on the right. Yeah, you got to grab that napkin. That's creepy, man.
That is creepy. That's crazy micromanaging right there. That's unacceptable. Yeah.
Not okay. And if that's happening in a relationship with a partner that you're supposed to trust and believe in and makes you feel better about yourself, come on now.
So let me ask you, what are you, you've been working in the restaurant industry. What are you doing right now to make ends meet, RJ?
To be honest, Fitzy, I'm the golfer guy out in Polo City that won Country Wars a few while ago and before all this craziness, and has talked to Shade and Drew, and we're going to get you guys out to my golf course here sometime.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Nice.
That's going to be so much fun.
We made a promise we don't have to be good.
Drew, as we are looking at, you know, all the Insta therapists, text messages, the social media, the phone calls. Do we have a makeup or breakup scenario with this one?
We do. I believe this is about as unanimous as we've had before. The people are not liking what they're hearing. This is
creepy breakup. Camera dude.
Yeah. Aside from a few dudes saying some probably inappropriate things, this is almost 100% breakup. They don't like it.
Wow.
If you missed any of makeup or breakup, you can always go to our podcast, 989thebull.com. And you'll see it right there, right after the show, the PAB, which is the podcast after the broadcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe.